Amazing grace, how sweet a sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relent. How precious did that grace appear the hour I found.
Praise God.
We thank you, O God.
Praise God.
Oh, for yet another grace. Amazing grace.
Praise God.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
God.
Oh, amen to your name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God.
Oh, we praise your name, Lord. We give you the glory. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God.
For yet another grace, Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, that you have given to us.
Praise
oh, to be gathered in your presence, Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, how many are ready to praise him now? Let's just say, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We praise your name, Lord. We lift up your name, Lord. Oh, we glorify you. Oh, we lift up your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for yet another time, another moment. Oh, grace once more, Lord, has been sufficient for us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the day. Our going out and our coming in, Lord. Oh, at our working places, Lord, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our homes, Lord. We thank you for our children, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. We thank you, O Lord Jesus, that, Father, we find ourselves once again in your presence, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name. Oh, that Lord Jesus, that amazing grace. Oh, once more, Lord. Oh, we find ourselves in your presence, Lord. Father, one thing we know, Lord, no one can come unto you except you, the Father. You draw that one, O God. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, you have drawn us together tonight, Lord. This evening, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. Oh, when we were once lost, Lord, you came looking for us. Oh, once when we were blind, Lord. Oh, Father, you've opened our eyes for us to see. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you yet for another grace. Amazing grace. So sufficient, Lord. That, Father, has left our footsteps, O God, to no other place but in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you the glory. Oh, even as that song says, oh, our neighbors, they are good and they are kind. But when our soul is thirsting for the manna, oh, where could we go but to your presence, Lord? So, Father, we thank you, the Lord. Oh, you have made it a grace for us, O God, to be in your presence this evening. And Father, even Lord, we thank you for Jenny Mercy's also. We thank you for the day, our going outs and our coming ins. We thank you for our working places, our homes, our wives, our children, our husbands. Oh, say, Lord, we say thank you, God. Father, this evening, Lord, as we have gathered at your feet, Lord, oh, you are the author of your word, God, the interpreter to your own word, Lord Jesus. Tonight, Lord, even as we turn to your word, O God, Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit, will be here, Lord Jesus, even as we know that he's already here. Oh, that Lord will take out his own word, O God, and make it alive unto us. Father, bless your word as we read it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, even we thank you for the testimony that has broken forth, Lord. The healing that has taken place, Lord. Oh, of the truth, Lord, you are a healer. Oh, when you say you are a healer, you interpret it by your own self, by fulfilling your own word, O God. Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. We can take that as a testimony to glorify your name. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless your word, I mean, Lord, as we turn to your word and read. Let the Holy Spirit now overshadow us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 Oh, shall we quickly just turn to Revelation 2 as we are still standing? Revelation 2:17, and then we shall read our second reading from John 6:58. First reading, Revelation 2:17. And then the second reading, John 6:58. Let's read the first. Let's hear the word of God. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna. And will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. This is for what? Overcomers. Overcomers. Oh, praise God. Said to him that overcometh. Praise God. Let's turn towards the second reading, John 6:58. And there it goes. It said, this is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Oh, hallelujah. Is there about what the eater? Who will eat? Praise the Lord. Amen. If only you eat this bread, you shall live forever. That's the word of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray once again. Lord, we've read your word of God. Father, we pray that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will overshadow in this moment now. Even as you overshadowed Mary and the word came forth, Lord. And Father, let this evening, O God, the same Holy Spirit overshadow us, O God, and bring forth, O God, life, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God richly bless you for coming. We have had a wonderful, about almost 2 weeks, sunshine. Amen. Then only this morning, the whole thing changes. Praise God. Anything, anyway, everything works together for good. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I've seen a request here. Sister Gloria is asking for prayers for her father who is diagnosed with prostate cancer. Ah, whilst we have had one healing, another request is here. The same prostate cancer. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have evidence. We have evidence of healing. Amen. And so we believe this request already, God has already sanctioned it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The same. Is it not the same prostate cancer?
No, it's the same request.
It's the same request.
But we were reading the testimony already.
Amen. Ah. Amen. Oh, then God has already done it.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, it's already done.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, so this evening we have that our topic, the hidden manna. The hidden manna. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Something is hidden. And it has to take only the overcomer that will be given these hidden manna. In our studies, when we started with the seven church ages, as I said the other time, we had the first overcomers in the church of Ephesus. And Jesus said to those overcomers, he said, I will give to you to eat of the tree of life. Praise the Lord. That is in the midst of the garden. I will give you to eat of what? The tree of life. And then we see that of the second overcomers in the church of Smyrna. He said, for you, the second what? Death can never hurt you. I will give you what? A crown of life. Praise the Lord. And then we came to what? The church of Pergamos as the third overcomers. He said, I will give you to eat of what? The hidden manna. Oh, praise the Lord. And anytime we talk about manna, it looks as if it has it goes along with what? Every mind will go to what? The children of Israel in the wilderness. Praise the Lord. We all know when, at the time when they cried for food, and God told Moses, I will give them bread. Now, I want us to read so that it wouldn't be said. Let's turn to Exodus 16:4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. Amen.
Amen.
So they cried for what? They cried for food. And that was the promise God gave to them. So we see that the manna, see, when the children of Israel were going through the wilderness, they needed what? Something to sustain them. They needed a sustenance to survive in a barren what? In a barren wilderness. They needed what? Some sustenance, some kind of food. See, as they were passing through that wilderness to a promised land. And the same also, brother, it types you and me, that we are also passing through what? A sinful, wicked, barren world. Praise the Lord. And we need that kind of sustenance. We need something to sustain us. Amen. As we are also passing through. Praise the Lord. Amen. We need something that will really carry us to the world, to the promised land. We also need it. So it's a type. Praise God. Amen. And here, the prophet was describing what the manna was. He said, we all know that the manna, as I'm reading from Pergamos Church, 210. He said, we all know that the manna was angel food. It was what God sent down upon the grass for Israel at a time of their wandering. He said, it was a perfect food. It was amazing how those little pellets of food kept them in perfect health. No one got sick. Oh, praise the Lord. See? Said that it was amazing that no one got what? Got sick. It kept them in perfect health. Amen. And one thing about God, food is that, or anything about God, it doesn't need a supplement. Praise the Lord. It doesn't need, this manna needed no supplement. Like when we prepare, let me talk about my own Ghana food. When we prepare fufu, we have some soup also to go along with, you see. Praise the Lord. When you prepare your eba, there's something, a supplement you just want to add to it, you see. Because you cannot eat the fufu just like that because it's all starch. Praise the Lord, all carbohydrates. So you have to add something to supplement to bring the proteins and the fats and to add more calories to your body. Praise the Lord. But God's food, God's word, God's promise, God's everything doesn't need any supplement. Praise God. But that was the mistake the people did. And my brother, they are always our example. Amen. That we shouldn't do the same thing. Amen. But today, that is what is going on. They needed what? A supplement. And so they started crying. Let's open to Numbers. They started crying. Numbers 11. 5 and 6. See, they started to ask for a supplement. And now they started crying. Said, we remember the fish, you see. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. Was it true that they were eating freely? See, these people, they can provoke. See, we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. The cucumbers. And the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlics. 6. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. Look, my brother. There is nothing beside this manna. Oh, my God. They were looking for what? Supplement. My brother, God has given us his word. Amen. There shouldn't be anything that should mix with it. Amen. No supplement. God, any supplement to this, my brother, is what? Death. And we know that even only one word that was added to it and given to what happened in the Garden of Eden, just one word added to it brought death to the whole world, mankind. Praise the Lord. Nothing should be added. Nothing should be taken away. God has given you his food, manna. Then you are looking for a supplement. Now let's look at what happened. Turn to verse 10. That same Numbers 11 verse 10. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families. Oh my. Looking for supplement. They were weeping. Every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. See? Ha! God has given you food and you are looking for what? The fish from that dirty water of Nile in Egypt. The cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, onions, garlic. Oh, pray, my God. Truly, God's anger was kindled against them. And Moses himself was also displeased. Praise the Lord. Go to verse 18 and 19. Let's see what happened there. And said down unto the people. So now God spoke to what? Moses. Said down unto the people, sanctify yourself against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. He said, you want to eat flesh? You are going to eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. If you say you want supplement, the Lord is going to give it to you. He's going to give it to you. 19. Ye shall not eat one day. And listen, God said, look, what I'm going to give to you. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor even 5 days, neither even 10 days, nor even 20 days. But a full month you are going to eat and eat and eat. And we are going to see. Oh, praise the Lord. It won't be one day. I'll give not even 2 days, nor 1 week. Brother Jose, I'll you eat for 1 month and we'll see. Praise the Lord. 10 to 31 to 33. 31. When you get time, you read everything. And there went forth a wind from the Lord. And brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey. Oh, my brother, a day's journey. Quails, you from a day's journey, how long can you go for 1 day? About, because every 1 hour you can go 15 kilometers. So 15 times 24, the mathematicians. Praise the Lord. And for that distance, quails. It were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side. Oh, praise the Lord. Left and right. A day's journey. Flesh to eat. Eat! He said you want. Run about the camp, and as it were 2 cubic high upon the face of the earth. 2 cubic. A day's journey, left and right. 32. And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers. I made a calculation of this. I gave it to you some time ago. I will find it again. And they spread them all abroad for themselves, ran about the camp. The whole day, night, they were packing. 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 Oh, my brother, my sister. See how greedy. 33. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great, great what? Plague. Praise God. See? For denying my word. You want something else. My brother, you see the danger in it. To put God's word aside and take any other thing. To be disobedient to the word of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at what happened to them. There is no supplement. God's word will never compromise with anything. Praise the Lord. It won't compromise. Because his word tells that he changeth not. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, praise the Lord. He changeth not. Now, we are talking about what? The hidden manna. Even the manna that falls outside. Look at what God is so particular about. Now, let's look at what we are talking about, the hidden manna now. So let's turn to Exodus 16, 32 to 34. The hidden manna. A type from the Old Testament. Then we are going to bring all this. There are many, many types of this manna that fell on the outer court. And this particular manna that was kept in the presence of God. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commandeth. It is the Lord that is commanding this. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherein the eye have fed you in the wilderness. Then when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. Yes, go on, 33. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein and lay it before the Lord to be kept for your generations. See? Put a same manna, put it in what? In actual sense, it was what? A golden pot. And put it in the what? In the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that particular manna was in the presence of the Lord. That means it was in the holiest of holies. Because that was the dwelling place of God. In the holiest of holies, it was placed there. Praise the Lord. Now we are going to look at the two manna. The manna that fell out us, and the manna that was before the presence of the Lord. That's what a type of what the hidden manna. Because it was hid from the people. Praise the Lord. The manna that fell out. We can call it the daily manna. Because it was just meant for the day. A rate should be taken. You shouldn't take if you can that particular manna that falls out. You cannot keep some for the following day. Corruption will come into it. It will perish. Praise the Lord. Unless what? Another time. At the following day you go and take another one. Praise the Lord. But the manna which was in the pot. In the presence of the Lord, who is a type of what? The hidden manna. Oh, in the presence of the Lord. It never changed. It was the same every day, every year, every time. It was the same. Never changed. The same fresh. Praise the Lord. The hidden manna. My brother, this is where we got to examine ourselves. This is where we got to examine ourselves, my brother. What kind of manna are you eating? Are you eating daily manna? Or you have entered into the holiest of holies and eating of what? That manna that perisheth not. Praise the Lord. As Jesus himself said, he said, labor not for the meat that perisheth, but for the meat that endureth unto everlasting life. The hidden manna, that is the one that endureth unto everlasting life. Praise the Lord. And so, which manna, my brother, are you eating? My sister, are you eating? You come to church, you hear the word of God. As you go through that door, everything goes away. You can't even remember one thing. Until you come back the next Sunday again, or the next Wednesday again. To do what? To do refilling. Oh, my brother, refilling. It should be what? Adding up. Adding up. Praise the Lord. Precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Praise the Lord. And always you come back empty to be filled again. And you go back, you forget everything. You are eating from what? The outer manna. The ones that are falling the outside, my brother, my sister. Praise the Lord. That's the difference, my brother. That's where we go to begin to examine ourselves. Because that day, before it was what? It was death to enter into the holiest of holies. But you remember that day when the curtains, the veil, rent off. And now it is death to be outside. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so now, the what? The veil has been rented. And we are supposed to enter into what? The holiest of holies. Amen. And be eating the manna that is in the presence of the Lord. Amen. My brother, we have many, many types. The prophet have brought many, many types. We cannot even finish them. Many types. Praise the Lord. Even the church ages, a type of what? The church ages, the type of every age, a little portion of what? The hidden manna is given. But in this our time, the fullness of the word was made what? To us through Malachi 4. Oh, praise the Lord. Today, you know how many people are still relying on what? The light of the past. They are still on the light of the past. They are still believing that there is no work. The work of the Holy Ghost. They don't believe what? The Holy Ghost. My brother, let's listen to what the prophet said here. Talking about what? It's from the hidden life with Christ, which was preached in Minneapolis, in 1956. Ye 49, the second part. He said, when Aaron walked in there, the curtains fall behind him. Oh, praise the Lord. He was all surrounded in a place to himself. With God alone. Then the prophet shouted, hallelujah. That's the place that every born again man and woman ought to be abiding today. Amen. In the presence of God. With the rest of the world shut off. Amen. From around them. And he said, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That is where a man, a woman, a brother, a sister. That's where we all got to be. Amen. He said, that is what, that the 50, he said, that's what the church needs today. Amen. That's what the church needs today. is a hidden, consecrated life. You can't be a little dabbling along with the world and impersonating and acting like them and then still hid with Christ. He said that doesn't comply with Christianity. Amen. Amen. You cannot be there and still believe that and still, see, how can what? Bitter water and sweet water comes out from the same source. Praise the Lord. How can you serve two masters? You are here a time, then you are here, or you become like a chameleon believer. Huh? A chameleon Christian. You know that lizard? Huh? You know that lizard? Put that lizard here, it will change its color. It will become red. Put it here, it will change to that color over there. That's a chameleon Christian. You see? Yeah. Praise the Lord. You go here, you are equal with them. Yeah. Then you come here, you are equal with them. Oh, who are you then, my brother? Let's watch these things. He said, the prophet said, what? It is not what? It does not comply with Christianity. He said Christianity is a sacrificed life. Hidden life. Consecrated. The veil dropped around you. And you are dead. You are buried. And hid in God. Through Christ. Sealed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh. Praise the Lord. When I read this, I said, yes, that's the prophet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So sweet. He said, when you are like that, how can the devil touch you? Amen. Huh? How can the devil touch you when the veil has dropped behind you? How can the devil touch you? Praise the Lord. Because when you are sealed, as we heard the other time, there is no entrance and there is no exit. Sealed. There is no entrance. There is no exit. Praise the Lord. How can the devil touch you when the veil had been dropped behind you? Listen to what the prophet said here. He said, devil can't get you. He can't do it. He has to come through the same process you Amen. Did. If he did that, he will be your brother. Amen. 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 Do you understand it? Amen. If you are, see, you have passed through justification to sanctification to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and now you are feeding on the word. Amen. Hmm? Now the devil wants to what? Come here. He also has to pass through the same process. Eh? Amen. So before he comes to you here, he's your brother. Say, oh, praise the Lord. Say, hallelujah. Amen. See? Before he gets there, he has what? He has repented. Amen. Because he has to pass through the same process that you have gone through. He can never jump and come there. Amen. Brother Pele, he has to go through the same process you went. Amen. And before he gets to you, he said, oh, God bless you, brother. Amen. See? But before he started as what? Your enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. So the devil cannot ever get you. And Satan will never go through that process anyway. Amen. He won't go. Because before he gets there, the fire there will begin to just burn him. He can never come over there. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that is it. My brethren, let's look at one type here. One time, that's John 6:31-35. We've read it here before. When the Pharisees and the scribes and all those people, when they met with Jesus, they would try to, even that day when he has fed them. See, he has fed them and later they met Jesus. And they were trying to tell Jesus that, look, you have fed us. It shouldn't be big about all these things. After all, our fathers also, they received what? Manna from heaven. You understand it? Huh? Jesus had fed 5,000. But later, Jesus had to what? Just get away from the people, because he could see that the people, they were not after the word. They were not after the miracle. They were all just after food. They were all after food. The food that perisheth. Praise the Lord. Man shall not live by bread alone. Amen. But by every word that proceedeth out from the mouth of God. Amen. And they were looking for the bread that perisheth. And Jesus got so, he pitied the people. So he just got away from them. But the people just chased and found him. And Jesus was telling them, look, you people are following me. You are looking for me not because of what? The miracles. Not because of the word. But because of what? The food. See? Then they started to also, they just want to tell that, look, if you're giving us food, after all, it's nothing. Our fathers also, they did what? They did eat manna in the desert. See? So if you are feeding us, it doesn't mean anything. Our fathers, they ate manna. They ate even better food. That's what they wanted to tell Jesus. And he gave them, 31. Our father did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. Amen. See? He gave you not that bread from heaven. But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. And they said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst again. Shall never thirst. Amen. And so we see another type here. Jesus being what? The hidden manna. So the prophet says that Jesus is what? The hidden manna. Oh, praise the Lord. But yet he was standing before them. And they could not recognize. They couldn't recognize. He was standing right before them, telling them that, look, I am that bread that that Father giveth to you so that you receive what? Life. I am that bread. They will never believe it. When you continue reading, you see that was the time he told them that, look, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have no eternal life. When you continue reading, he said what? From that day, many of his disciples, they didn't follow him again. Amen. See? Hidden. Hidden. The hidden manna. Though he's standing before them. That's the same thing is happening today. Amen. Many people have been to seminary schools, Bible schools, and have learned. He said they are doctor's degree in what? In scriptures. And yet, they still believe in what? Father, Son, Holy Ghost. It has to take what? God. Amen. To reveal. It's a revealed word. The hidden manna is a revealed word. That's why when you fail to recognize your prophet, the messenger of your day, my brother, you are lost. Praise God. He was standing before them. So that day, When he started preaching, another time he started preaching, he was so, parables. And you know one of the parables he was talking about? The parable of the sower. He was telling them something, the parable of the sower, that a sower went to sow, and some of the seed fell by the roadside, some along the rocks, some on the thorns, and some on what? On good grounds. And later, the disciples came to him and asked, Master, but why all day long you are just preaching all what you are talking to them? They are all in parables. See? Said, it is not for them. Praise the Lord. It is not for them. Because he said, the people, their heart is what? Waxed gross. It waxed gross. Praise the Lord. And their ears dull. They've closed it. So there is no need to cast your pearls. See, casting your pearls, as Jesus said when he was preaching on what? On Mount Olives. To cast your pearls out in the front of what? Swines. Praise the Lord. See? He said, it is not for them. But for you, it is given. Oh, my brother. You and me, it is given. But meanwhile, my brother, I'm going to read something from the prophet here to find out where you are standing, my brother, because let us not deceive ourselves. We come here to examine ourselves because we want to make it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, are we feeding on daily manna? Or we've gone into the what? The holiest of holies. Where the manna is what? Is so fresh. Which is what? It perisheth not. Now let's look at something like this here. What the prophet is saying. It's now self-examination now. He said, sure, they ate manna out there, but they didn't know about this. They've never been there. That's, they've never been to the holiest of holies. Then the prophet asked, have you, my dear brother, have you ever come to a place in life where Christ meant more to you than all the arguing you could do about your church? Praise the Lord. Have you come to that point? My brother, tonight, begin to answer those questions. My sister, begin to answer those questions. Brother Maxwell, begin to answer those questions. Have you ever come to the place in life where Christ meant more to you? Where Christ meant more to you than all the arguing you could do about your church? Number one. I want to hear amen.
Amen.
That means you've come to that point. If I don't hear amen, that means then tonight we are going to pray. Praise the Lord. So that, Lord, help me. Yes, I'm not yet up to that place. When you are sincere, the Lord will what? Will hear your prayer. Amen. He said, has Christ meant more to you than the entire world? I heard only one amen. I know people are saying amen in their hearts. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Has Christ meant more to you than the entire world? He said, I don't mean from an emotion or some mental wake up. I mean from the depth of your heart. That something is settled in there.
There's something taking place that you don't know how it come, but you are hid away. Your whole motive is to serve Jesus Christ. Your whole motive is to serve Jesus Christ. Any other motive is a supplement. You know, the people ask for supplement. You know what happened to them. Any other motive is death. Amen. Praise the Lord. God first. Amen. Have you placed God first in your life? He said, have you entered that place, my dear brother? Have you entered that place, the holiest of holies? Amen. Where the hidden manna is? Have you come into that place where you don't care what anyone says? Amen. Have you come to that place? Amen. That you don't care what anyone says? That shows that you are dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That means you are dead. You see, what the sister said, what the brother said, you are hearing them. No, sir. Amen. If you are hearing them, then my brother, the channel, close that channel. Amen. He said, where the love of God is so anchored into you that you can't see nothing else. Amen. See, you can't see also, you can't hear and you can't see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Your whole motive is to do the will of God. Amen. Love for everybody. Amen. Flowing free from everybody. Amen. 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 As the pastor was preaching last Sunday, to be on your father's word, business. Amen. That your whole motive is to do the will of God. Love for everybody. Amen. Flowing free for everyone. Love everybody. Irrespective. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then he said, what a place to live. That's the hidden place. That's the place where we got to come to, my brethren. That's the place where God reveals his secret things. Amen. That's the place where God does the placing and the calling. Amen. The prophet said, you get what I mean? Amen. Amen. Oh, my brother. Hallelujah. He continued and said, look, the people who eat the manna out, the people who eat the manna out here on the ground were eating the same manna that the high priest eats under the Shekinah glory. But this manna withered away. That's the one outside. They withered away out on the ground. But that in the hidden place never withered away. It lasted through spans of years. Amen. Amen. He said, and a man who walked in there, hallelujah, where the high priest went in beyond that veil, amen, that veil that separated the other courts. See, that veil separates the other court. Amen. When you get in there, you are separated with the world. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Separated from the holiest of holies. Amen. when he walked in there and the veil dropped behind him, that man enters a place of soundproof. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The prophet says that person enters into a place of what? Soundproof. All that is going on, you don't hear anything. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ah. He is shut off from the entire world and surroundings. He knows nothing but living in the presence of God.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, if we can enter into that presence of the Lord, no matter how dead you are, my brother, life, you eat of that manna, hidden manna, life comes back. Praise the Lord. No matter how you are. Amen.
Amen.
You remember Aaron's rod? Dry wood that becomes so dried. From the time Moses was using it to what? To rear the sheep of Jethro. From that time. Do you know that? Very dried, wood dried. There's no one what life in it. From that time. That was what Moses gave to Aaron. He was holding. But when it was placed into the presence of the Lord,
Amen.
The holiest of holies,
Amen.
Oh, life came back to that dead wood. Life came back to bring forth what? The what? The fruits. Buds showed up. Fruits. Oh, hallelujah. That's the same thing, my brother, my sister. If we can what? Go into the holiest of holies, into the presence of God, no matter the dead condition that is in us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we will come back to life.
Hallelujah.
To bring forth the fruits of what? The Spirit, the Word. We will see the Word fruits in our lives.
Amen.
That shows that you have been to what? You have been to the holiest of holies. And you are feeding upon the what? The hidden manna. Amen.
Amen.
He said, a man or woman that ever walked into the Shekinah glory of God, the whole world shut off behind him.
Amen.
No matter what the devil says, you don't pay any attention
Amen.
To it. He's living in a different atmosphere.
Amen.
Amen. He said, that's the same way as that an unbeliever or a sinner is laid in the presence of the Almighty God under the influence of the Holy Spirit. He becomes a new creature.
Amen.
His life becomes fruitful,
Hallelujah.
Fresh.
Amen.
Lives come in and he yields what he's supposed to be,
Amen.
The Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And he said, but you can't do that. You can't be like that when you are still at the outer court eating what? The daily manna. My brother, my sister, let's watch these things. As the prophet said, don't be like what? Being filled from revival to revival. From Sunday to Sunday. Oh, the Sunday he comes, you see him, oh, yeah, well filled. He could see that, yes. I've received the word. But when he goes out, everything just gone. It's just like what? The parable Jesus was what? Giving to the people. The sower. Your situation has become what? Like the stony situation. See? The seed falls in the stony situation because, as I said, for a while, it will sprang off. And then because there is no sufficient what? Soil. It withers off. So what type of heart do you take to receive the word of God? Is it a wayside heart? Or a rocky heart? Or a stony heart? Or a heart of flesh?
Amen.
Which one? Begin to answer yourself. How do you handle this word of God? How do you handle it? This message, my brother, is life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This message is life. Amen. You can never receive. See, nothing can change any man or woman. No religion.
Amen.
No message. President message. Methodist message. Anglican message. Can never do anything now. How? Are they now? What do they have in their pulpits? Now gays are now even ordained as ministers. My sister, what can you get over there? Gays. Huh? I read an American minister wedding his own son a gay. Oh, God. Minister, marrying his own son in the church, a gay. My brother, let us not play with this message.
Amen.
This is the hidden manna.
Amen.
This is the hidden manna.
Amen.
Which is in the presence, it comes from the presence of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
It's life. Let's look at one more thing about what the prophet said here. He said, the man out in the courts, he said, outside court, he said, he walk by daylight. See? You walk by what? Daylight. The natural daylight. Walk by daylight. Huh? Sometimes, like today, it's rainy. Tomorrow, a little cloudy. Another time, the sun will come. That type of person you are? My brother. No, sir.
Amen.
Today, sunshine. Tomorrow, cloud. The whole trees look black. Then the sun sets down, it is darkness. Then the following day, it's cloudy. Then rainy. Oh, my brother, what kind of life is that? Are you walking by daylight? Hey, my brother, my sister, what does the scripture says? He said, you are the light of this world.
Amen.
You are rather than light.
Hallelujah.
And so let your light shine.
Amen.
So that people will see the goodness of what your Father and glorify His name.
Amen.
We are not depending on any. We are the lights of this world.
Hallelujah.
Because of the message that we are holding,
Amen.
You have become the light and epistle.
Amen.
Read of all men. And what are people reading about you? When we were talking about the virtues. When people come, can they suck something from you? When people see you, then can they take something from you? So that it won't be what? What the prophet said? Insufficient what? Insufficient fund. My brother, my sister, we must be filled. He said, listen. Someday, it was like this. Raining. The other day, it was sun, would shine. At the night time, would be dark and stormy. Oh, that kind of life, my brother. We are the light.
Amen.
That brightens every corner.
Amen.
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 So let our light shine. He said, ye are the lights of the world, a city that is set on hill. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
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 We are the light. We don't walk by daylight, but rather we are the light of this world. So says the scripture.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, let us not depend on what? Any supplement. Let us not try to add anything to the message. Let's leave it the way how it is.
Amen.
Anything supplement, anything added, my brother, it is death. It is death. Let's take it the way how it has been given.
Amen.
Amen. That is what God is looking at. So tonight, my brother, it's a time for examining ourselves as we... there are many types. As I've said, it's the same hidden manner and outside manner. There are many, many, many types of it. But tonight, we just take this one and just go before the Lord and pray. Amen. You have heard all those questions the prophet asked. Tonight, just be sincere to yourself, my brother. He is here. He is here. One thing I always believe that I believe God's word.
Amen.
Amen. He said the church, he did what? He sanctified it by his own blood.
Amen.
See? To sanctify the people, to sanctify his church, he died what? Beyond the gates. Praise the Lord. And so let us also go. Praise the Lord. Let's go beyond our own. Let's go beyond our own camps. And go unto him. And bear his reproach. Praise the Lord. So that we'll be like him. My brother, don't never allow any other thing to take the preeminence in your life more than what your whole life have been given to the Lord. Don't let anything take preeminence. Always, I've been saying this thing, that even driving, let your mind be on Christ. Sisters, you are in the kitchen cooking, let your mind be on Christ. Praise the Lord. You are at your work, let your mind be on Christ. Wherever you are, let your mind be on Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And you will see the real peace.
Amen.
And joy that overshadows you.
Amen.
If there is something that is in your heart, begin even to pray that moment, committing them into the hands of the Lord. That moment, that short time that you had, just whatever is on your heart, if it's a request, just be praying over it. Amen. Talk with him. Sometimes the prayer is what? Just talking.
Amen.
Talking like you are talking to what? Your wife, talking to your husband, talking to your children. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us, my brethren, be really thankful to the Lord for what he has done for us in this our day. Because I know where I was. And what I was believing. And I knew the life that I was in. But until the day when he came looking for me.
Amen.
Saw me at what? At the chicken barnyard.
Amen.
And he called me. And I followed. Praise the Lord. I heard my name. And I followed.
Amen.
My brother, I don't care so much. I don't care completely. Whether I have something in my pocket or I don't have anything in my pocket.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm always happy.
Amen.
Joyful.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's most important to me.
Amen.
That my whole life will be lost in him.
Amen.
That's all what I'm looking for. Brethren, let us take up the cross and just move. The Lord will... Let me just tell you something. If it doesn't happen to me, once again, let me just give this testimony. I didn't finish the other day. My son in Ukraine, as I was telling you, that with all this unrest and everything, he has been what? First, he was taken out from Crimea before the Russian soldiers came in. And then where he went, that's where the war have now moved to. But now this time, He has been what? Taken and placed somewhere. A man he doesn't know anywhere. He's just his what? Professor. He doesn't know him anywhere. And there are many students, but he has chosen only him. To put him at a safe place. Bought all food stacked in there. He showed us on the, on what? On the Skype, eh? My brother, my sister. And you know, while school has been, school have closed, this professor, his wife also is a lecturer. This professor driver will come and take him from where he is, take him to what? The lab, and the wife will come there and be teaching him. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Why is school had closed? He's still learning. With a special lecturer. And after, that's the word that said, the driver has come, so we closed. I'm going back to my, oh my. I say, Lord, you are great. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. My brethren, let us save him. Amen. If it doesn't come to you, it will come to one of your children.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It will come to one of your children. You just keep on the way. Let you go through it.
Amen.
God is looking at everything.
Amen.
It will come to one of these little ones.
Amen.
And at the end of it, you will be what? Rested like this. And that your son will be seeing what? Your last days.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If the Lord will tarry so long, it is these little ones that your toils and your prayers and everything, maybe it will not come to you.
Amen.
To be one of them. That is going to be, and he's the one that is what? Going to make your last days here what? So peaceful.
Amen.
For you. In the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, how many are happy with him?
Amen.
How many will enter into the holiest of holies?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother.
Amen.
Let's enter into the holiest of holies and be what? Feeding on what? The hidden manna. That is the only thing that we can do. Musicians, please come so that we have even one word tonight. Our time is gone. If we can, 10 minutes prayer, the Lord knows your heart.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I don't know. It just occurred to me. Let's see. It's okay to me, just now. Let's sing 92. Speak, my Lord.
He, the Lord of harvest, sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will bring me the love and die? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak and I'll be quick to answer this. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak and I will answer. Lord, send me. When the coal of fire touched the prophet, making him as pure as you can be. When the voice of God said, move. before us. Then he answered, "Here I am, send me." Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. Now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to the silent and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here I am. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. Soon the time for reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather for the harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear His blessed child well done.
God, we have, Lord Jesus, heard your word. And Father, we answer this evening. The Lord, here we are. Lord, lead us. We want to be in your presence, Lord. Your dwelling place, the holiest of holies. Tonight, my brother, my sister, you've heard what the Holy Spirit has spoken to all of us. The message of the hour. My brother, my sister, consider everything that the Holy Spirit has uttered this evening. I'm considering everything. Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. I want the veil to drop behind me. I want that veil to drop behind me. I want to be at that place where it is soundproof. Where I cannot hear anything. I cannot see anything except looking unto you and feeding, O Lord, on that hidden manner. Lord, tonight we stand before you. Let the spirit within you begin to talk to him. Just talk to him. Talk to him, my brother. Talk to him, my sister. Talk to him.
Life will come back to us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. We thank you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, God, we pray. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you know the need of a brother or a sister, take him or her and pray for him. Pray for her. Call somebody in your heart and pray for her. Pray for him. Take somebody into your heart and pray for him. Pray for her. As even we believe this hour that our sister Gloria, the father, is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Even as you know that brother, what he needs, what he's looking for, put him before the Lord. As you know that sister, her niece, just bring it before the Lord. As you know that family, what they are going through, bring them before the Lord. Let's remember our pastor. He's the head of the house. And if the devil will come, he's the one he will first tackle. Let's call for the pillar of fire. Let's call for the glory of God. Let's call for that spirit to raise standards. Let's call for the token. Let's call for the blood. Upon him. That he will always stand by the word without no compromising. Remember all the officers in this church. Remember every child in this church. Our children, always, when you get down your knees, pray for all the children of this house. Remember each and every one. Pray for all the children. Brother Vlad. Give it some.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. In my cup, fill it up and make it whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Like a woman
at the well I was seeking.
Oh.
For things that cannot satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking. Draw from the well that shall never run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole.
Let bow head. Wonderful God, we feel humbled before thy praises tonight because you are merciful and you are faithful to your promise, Father. Surely your presence was with us, Father, and our hearts are rejoiced to hear from thee, Father. It wasn't a man speaking, but it was you speaking it. And we have renewed our strength. And we ask you, Father, as the song says, fill our cup, Father. Oh Lord, we need more of thee ever than before, Father. We ask you, Father, that the word that was preached, Father, should bring the reality inside of our life, Father. As we have eaten the hidden manna in this evening time, Father, let the power that comes with the hidden manna transform our life, Father. Change us from mortal to immortality, Father. That is our desire, Father, that in that morning, between 6 and 9, Father, we shall be able to be raptured, Father. That the desire of us coming to this place, Father, to prepare ourselves, that day should not take us unaware, Father. And we know it will never take us unaware because you have given us all the resources that are needed, Father. You know the need of this body that we are living in, Father. Many requests are presented unto thee, Father, and we thank you by thy word. Because the scripture says, by your stripe we are healed, Father.
Amen.
And we confess the healing for the father of our sister, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the prophet tell us that when the commission was given unto them, the angel of the Lord says, no even cursor will stand before this message, Father. And the same angel of the Lord that was give the commission to thy prophet is present with us tonight, Father. And we claim the healing in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the name that is above all names. The name in which all the demons tremble, Father.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, because you know our prayer before even when we offer them, Father. We just fulfill thy word that you say, whosoever call upon my name shall be saved, Father. And we have called upon the name of the Lord, of the army of the living God, that you shall look with angry eyes, that demon of cancer, Father, and will receive the testimony that everything is well, Father. We trust in thy word because you says, everything you shall ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee, Father. You know even the number of the hair of our head, Father, and you know the request of each of us heart, Father. Tonight we commit all the requests, the unspoken one, Father. Some of them are heavy to be mentioned, Father, but you know them all, Father. And we ask you that you shall grant us according to our desire, Father. Because we not desire anything that is contrary to thy word, Father. We ask you that you shall manifest in a special way, because you are God of solution, Father. You are God that answer to the prayer of thy people, Father. And we know that our prayer is stored somewhere before thee, as our brother shown to us, Father, that one of our children, our little children, may reap of those prayers, Father, because you will never forgive even one of them, Father. Father, we thank you, Father. We want to depart from this place, Father. We don't want to depart the same way we come. We have received something, Father. Let that things bring a permanent change in each of us' heart, Father. Because we want to live in that place, Father, where the dry stick of Aaron was able to bear fruit, Father. Where everything else will be shut, oh Father, from outside. And it will be just you and us, Father. No matter what the neighbor says, Father, it will have no effect inside of our life, Father. Because we know that your word mean more than anything else to us, Father. And we believe that there was power enough in this word, Father, to shape us, Father, to mold us and to bring us to thy image, Father. We thank you, Father, for the servant that you have used tonight, Father. Renew his strength as the strength has gone out of his body, Father. And give more of a revelation of thy word inside of his life, Father. That each time when he stand here, we should be able to be fed from thee. We shall be able, Father, to strengthen ourselves in this journey from earth to glory. Father, we thank you and bless the soul of each of us that is present here, Father. Father, we remember Brother Dube's family, Father, at their mourning, Father. The scripture say, mourn with them that they are mourning, Father. We ask you that you, the great comfort, Father, will comfort their heart, Father. Bless the outreach on Friday, Father, that when we go out there, not for our own business, it's for your business, Father. Let the angel of the Lord shall go before us, Father. The same way it was with the eunuch Ethiopian, Father. The same way that it was with Philip, Father. That let the deep call to the deep, Father. We don't want just to bring our own word, Father. We want you to speak, oh Father, in our mouth, Father. That if there is any elector there outside, Father, as we see the day approaching, Father, they shall be able to make the decision and to join the flock, Father. Father, bless everybody that share the same faith like us all around this country, Father. All around the world, Father. That this message of the hour never departs from our house, from our mouth, Father. Because we know that this message will bring us to our unseen husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Bless us all as we depart. We want to depart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise, you are the light, the truth. Bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise, you are the life, the truth. Your name, I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise, you are the light. Your name, I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name.